This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. Coming up at the top of the hour, we combine two of my favorite things. I'll explain more coming up in just a little bit. But let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by Derek Young. Derek Young covers Kansas State for their rival site. Derek, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Derek, I'm not very popular with K-State fans. I completely understand that. But you know what? I wanted to extend a peace offering and have somebody like you who is a well-respected member of the K-State family on our show today.
I appreciate that. What we got?
So let's talk about K-State and what you think, I guess, their potential options are when we look about conference realignment. A lot of this conversation has sort of been centered around Kansas. What do you think about K-State's chances to potentially land in one of the major conferences?
Yeah, I think first of all, as a, you know, the Big 12 remaining eight schools in general, I think all of them probably have some cause for concern, right? There's a reason why Texas and Oklahoma left the conference. And that's that they thought there was more desirable opportunities elsewhere, which means is there really any desire for the remaining eight schools? And in regard to Kansas State, their best-case scenario for them, and I think everyone probably is aware of this, is likely the Pac-12. And I'm not saying that's a likely scenario, but that's probably best-case scenario. And is it even, you know, with a merger, or is it just four schools? You know, that's really hard to differentiate at the time. They're even discussing a possible schedule alliance, which is why Commissioner Bob Boolsby of the Big 12 and Pac-12 Commissioner George Kliopkoff met yesterday as well to talk and negotiate, you know, perhaps some options in a relationship and, you know, well, future partnership between the two conferences. I don't know that that's necessarily likely. Maybe a schedule alliance could be more likely than anything, and perhaps even, you know, something that definitely could happen in the foreseeable future. We still don't know when Texas and Oklahoma are going to officially exit the league as participants in, you know, all the sports. But I still think, and I've written this plenty of times on our site, that the most likely outcome probably for each of the eight schools, in my opinion, is that they remain together. Now, does that consist of merging with another league? Does it consist of adding more members to the Big 12 and that brand, you know, solidifying and remaining the same? That's up for interpretation. But I right now, I guess, I just don't see a lot of options on the table for the remaining eight schools to think that the most likely outcome is them, you know, disbanding. I think the most likely outcome continues to be them remaining together.
Right now, we're talking to Derek Young. He covers K-State for their rival site, KansasState.Rivals.com, K-State Online. Derek, if you're a K-State fan, how confident should you be in the vision of Bob Boolsby? Because I made this comparison yesterday. Right now, what's happening to the Big 12 feels very similar to what's happening or what happened to the Big East. If you remember, whenever the ACC and other conferences started to pick off the Big East, it was sort of a slow death. And then eventually the Big East just had to really transition. And then it became an every man for themselves. And then teams started going to the Big 12 or the ACC or whatever conference. Do you trust the vision of Bob Boolsby to now navigate this very uncertain future with this conference, minus Texas and Oklahoma?
I mean, in a word, you know, not 100%. No, he didn't. I mean, they didn't necessarily recognize or know or pick up a hint at all within, you know, what was it said, that Texas and Oklahoma were actually negotiating a perhaps departure from the Big 12 and entering into the SEC for 6 to 8 months, and nobody in the Big 12 offices or in any Big 12 member outside of those two necessarily picked up a clue that entire time. So that doesn't really give a whole lot of confidence, not in any of the member schools to certainly detect what was happening or in the Big 12 offices. So it doesn't really spark a lot of confidence, I wouldn't say. I guess, but in that sense, the fact that he did have that meeting yesterday with George Kliavkoff, the commissioner of the Pac-12, that gives you a little bit of confidence that they're at least being proactive and maybe finding some desirable solutions. I doubt he's negotiating, right? He's not going to be negotiating on the behalf of two or four schools. He's negotiating on the behalf of all the remaining eight schools. So there's definitely not any reason to be 100% confident in his leadership. I think some bright spots other than what I said about the, other than the meeting yesterday would be that he's almost 70 years old, right? This is not necessarily him trying to position himself for another job or having any ulterior motive. This is his legacy. His legacy, and he's almost at retirement, I'm sure, at this point. His legacy will be how he is able to respond and repair what has happened in the last month. So he has a lot of pressure on himself to do right by every school in the league. So in a word, you know, that could perhaps give me some confidence. And I think the other side is like, is the Big 12, remaining eight schools, really going to be kicked off? I'm just not confident in that. For other schools to add any of the eight schools, there's got to be motivation behind that. There's not necessarily a school remaining of the eight that are left over that is going to move the needle for any conference, perhaps other than the AAC. And I still think monetarily it's only sense for the eight to remain together and not join the AAC just to be able to force Texas and Oklahoma to pay off their exit fees, because that's probably in the short term going to be more lucrative than any television contract you may be able to devise were you to join the AAC.
Derek, last question here, and I appreciate your time. If you were given the option, to join a maybe stronger AAC, so you can pick the four, maybe five schools from the Big 12 that you would like to be a part of this conference, and it wouldn't be a super conference in vain of the Big 10 or the SEC, but that's a good conference. If you got Iowa State, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, and they merge with the AAC and they create sort of an old Big 12 North-like scenario against the rest of the AAC, I actually think that's a pretty strong conference. Or would you much rather this conference, the Big 12, stay together, really have a solid eight, maybe try to pick off a Cincinnati or Houston, and then try to move forward that way? Which one of those scenarios would you be more in favor of?
I think the stronger play would be to perhaps, if you're giving me those two options, I would take the one where the remaining eight stick together and pick off a couple or two to four from another league, whether it's the AAC or Mount West, you grab Boise State or BYU or BAC, where you grab a Cincinnati or UCF along those lines, or Houston. I just think that's more lucrative if the remaining eight stick together and pick off two to four, because we have all seen the television numbers outside, if you remove Texas and Oklahoma, and they're not the most appealing, obviously. But I think if you put the remaining eight together, their television viewership averaged around 1.2 or 1.3 million. And if you, I think the Pac-12 in general right now averages 1.5 or 1.6, so a million viewership per football contest. And if you think about it that way, then you're talking about you're going to be making a little bit less than the Pac-12 if you did something like that, but not considerably less if you just compared those numbers. I'm sure that's not rocket science or completely how those contracts can be negotiated, but the remaining eight schools as an average, the viewership isn't much less than what the Pac-12 averages per school either.
And that is Derek Young. He covers the Kansas State Wildcats for K-State Online. That is the Rivals affiliation with K-State. Derek, appreciate you hopping on, man. Thanks for the insight.
Absolutely. Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.